Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
5 minutes after 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday, Sonato, oh, not Sonato with Cap, but the award winning, the Hall of Famers, Mason and Ireland are on. How's it feel to be Hall of Famers?
It doesn't feel any different than when we weren't Hall of Famers, but Chris, you were excellent
today.
Yeah,
you did.
Thank you for doing that.
So, kill the music.
You knocked it out of the park.
So can we finally end this nonsense between you and me that's been going on for years?
And
it feeds a lot of the Mason Ireland Mafia and Reddit content.
Oh, the Reddit people, right.
But can you now admit that I love you guys?
I can.
I don't want to kill the bit.
Yeah. No, I can admit it. By the way, yesterday, I don't know if you were listening. I walked over to Crypto.com Arena for the Shidano and Cap
show. If it
were
any other day, I would have been listening.
And Morales was like,
I deliver 90 seconds where he got tearful.
I actually, it did. It brought a tear to my eye, no question about it. No, it's very, very nice. I thought you did a great job. I thought you gave the best speech of the day.
Well,
out of everybody there.
It was you or Pepe?
Pepe was
Oh, not
great.
Ross Porter?
No, he did not.
Okay.
But you or
Ross
Pepe.
Porter did not meet with rave reviews.
Really bad reviews.
Very bad reviews.
The
God, I really want to, but I shouldn't, but I'm going to. I don't know if I'm going to.
I want to.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bergman,
I think
he should get a pass because of his age.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
See, you saying that's gonna get us more upset.
No. My mother is 85.
No.
But she wouldn't say anything like that.
She would not, but she's 85, and I don't know what she's going to say.
No.
But not that.
He was thinking about this for a very long time.
He
like
was.
20
years
was in
ago.
His heart.
Well,
that was there for a long time.
The Dodgers,
he legitimately said,
by the way, when you heard that, you knew. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. As soon as he
something
said,
was
I
coming.
Never said anything about the Dodgers.
And it took a while to come down the slope. It took like another 2 minutes. I was like, well, just let's get to it. And then he got to it.
Right into a tree. Skied right down into a tree. I mean, that was just brutal. And none of us knew what to say. Now, I think
made eye contact with Trudell, in which we were both horrified.
I made eye contact with Bergman.
I was going to say, you want to talk about horrified? Go talk to Greg.
Bergman said to me, I think we should walk out right now.
I agreed. But
That would have been bad.
Then we don't get the Hall of Fame plaques.
Then we don't get the plaques, exactly.
But he legitimately said, I don't know when I'm going to be seeing you people again, and I've been trying to get this, I need to get this off my chest. Meaning that he's been thinking about it for a really, really long time.
Well, he's had a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, I say we give him a pass because of his age.
No,
okay,
absolutely
let's have a vote.
Absolutely not.
John says pass because of his age. Bergman?
No, absolutely not.
Morales?
No.
Brian, you don't even know what it is.
I wasn't there, so yeah.
Yeah.
But you
vote yes
Brian,
or no?
In general,
I would say no.
Should you light up an 85-year-old for saying something stupid?
He shouldn't line him up, but he shouldn't get a pass for it either.
Yeah, should not get
Thank
a pass.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, so.
Why don't we talk about it in the break? Let's give it one more segment.
I think if you do it, you'll regret it.
Will I?
Yeah.
It's your show.
Because it's very hateful.
You're the Hall of Famers.
And I don't think you want to promote hate.
It's not promoting, though.
No, well, if you tell the story, it is.
He was promoting the hate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So why?
I rarely
why
say this,
it?
But why don't you ask Juan what he thinks? I'm actually interested in Juan's opinion on this.
No, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Bill Maher has a podcast called
Club Random, yes.
He did a two-hour podcast with Kanye.
Yes.
After it was over, he says, I'm not airing it.
But he came out and talked about it.
Yeah, but he said, I'm not airing it. And he wouldn't repeat what he said. He just said, not going to do it. Too hateful.
What he said was awful.
He did say something awful.
He said something awful.
And it's unfortunate because as Greg and I are the same age, so we both grew up watching Dodgers baseball on Channel 11 and Channel 5. And Ross, for me, always did the middle innings between. So Vin did the first three on TV. Then Ross or Don Drysdale at the time would come in, and then Vin would finish up the game on television. So Ross was a big part of my life. I was always a big fan.
Middle innings.
Do you guys, speaking of the Dodgers, do you guys think Joe Davis is still loading his car with trophies?
The Dodgers won virtually every trophy. Although Ireland won Call of the Year.
Yes.
Right. Which was great.
But I wasn't up against any Dodgers, I don't think.
No, you actually, there were no Dodger plays of the year.
Well, the radio play-by-play, as Ross will point out, is probably not that great.
Morales, want to see what I put on my Instagram story this morning? You'll laugh. There.
So I saw that, but also I liked your notes before.
My notes. But I put Pepe's name over his face.
Did you mean to do that?
No, I absolutely did not.
He will be mad.
He will be mad, yes. He will be mad.
Tonight on Mason Does Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm learning.
And he did like a TikTok weird video with Sasha last night at the
I did
Lakers
do a
OSS.
TikTok video
Sasha's
with Sasha.
Sasha's a great guy.
He was a great guy.
Oh, he's great.
Did you get that bottle of wine for me?
Sinano took it.
No, I think Cappy took it. Cappy showed it to me this morning.
Cappy took
it. Yeah, but wait a minute. Sasha said he was sending over a bottle of wine. It was meant for me.
What do you want from me? I said,
it's
can we get one for
me? He gave me a bottle last year at Slay.
Can we get one for Mace? He said, yeah.
So what's the wine again called?
It's called Alexander. Which is Sasha's middle name.
And his dad is the vintner.
Yeah, his dad and his brother are both involved.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, all in all, a great morning. You know what's weird? I thought my speech was terrible.
I don't know. No, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
And
but
the good news about your speech, it was not too long.
It was short. Yeah.
You got thrown off at one point, and then you kind of lost steam.
There were a few that ran on the long side. Yours did not.
Ross Porter's was very long.
Very long.
Should have been shorter.
Should have
ended.
If he removes the last 5 minutes, we're clean.
Should have ended great. Before the last 5 minutes.
There was
sure.
a point where he went out on a crescendo. Oh, when he brought it full circle, he held up the newspaper. I was like, oh, we're done.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Then he kept going.
Yeah, kept going.
And then that was bad. Well, he decided to tell you every single thing.
Have you guys been watching Jon Stewart on The Daily Show?
No.
I watched the first week.
Oh, well, this was from the first week.
Oh, okay.
By the way, the Dodgers have come back again. They may never lose again. They were down 5-1. It's now 5-5, and they have runners on second and third. Jon Stewart did a bit where, and he's an equal opportunity comic.
He is, yeah.
He makes fun of the left. He makes fun of the right.
Yep.
Last night, the whole show was about the Jewish-Palestinian conflict, and he got both sides again.
Yep.
So in the first week, Chris, the one you saw.
Is there a second side? Oh, I'm not going to get into that.
All right. So, Chris, the week you saw.
Fair point.
Runs a clip of President Biden at a press conference.
Yes.
And he comes out, and he says his bit, and he walks off. And then someone, you know, reporters yell questions.
Mm-hmm.
Someone yells a question, and he starts walking back to the podium. And the camera cuts to Jon Stewart. And Jon Stewart goes, "For the love of God, no.
Turn around is
you
right.
Were out.
Yes.
You were in the hallway.
Yeah. So good.
Someone stop
so
him.
Good.
Yeah,
you
so
got
good.
48 staffers. Somebody put your arm around him and take him in the hall.
Yeah.
No, don't do it." And he goes back up, and it was just, come on.
But
if you're not watching Jon Stewart on Monday nights on The Daily Show, you're missing it. It was great. Mace, you would have been touched last night. He told a story at the end about his dog.
Okay.
And he said that when his kids were little, they saw a dog get hit by a car on the freeway and lose one of its legs. And they fell in love with this dog, so they adopted him.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog figured out how to run on three legs. And lived a whole life with them, and his dog passed away yesterday before the show.
Right.
And he couldn't get it out. He broke down crying, and he just said, if you ever get a dog like this, hang on to it for dear life. This has been like the greatest dog, blah, 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 blah. But you would find it.
Yeah,
you'll like that show. You'll like
seriously, we're recycling presidential candidates. We're recycling Daily Show hosts. What's new? What's next?
There's a woman. Do any of you guys know this woman's name? He has a cast of reporters.
Okay.
And he has one woman. She's African American. She's funny.
Yep.
He throws to her. This is the one you saw, the week one. Mm-hmm. He throws to her and it ostensibly to cover the election.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Let's call this what it is. Can we have a moment of truth? There's another old white guy going back to a job that he had years ago. Let somebody else have a chance."
Good point.
And Stewart looks at the camera and goes, "We're talking about about the election, right? Everything she said applied to
him. Yeah.
But you could also apply it to Biden and Trump. So
it's going to be a weird year. I mean, we're going to steer clear of all that stuff, aren't we?
Probably.
Aren't we going to try?
We will try and steer clear of taking a side. We'll talk about stuff that is equal opportunity. And Jon Stewart is.
Yeah.
He zings both sides.
Right.
We'll do some bits about like elect LA South, the Southland's mega sports station. Elect does for real Dodgers talk.
Elect Mason for the Mandy Award.
Fine. The road to Roberts' redemption this season.
Oh, jeez. You're still on that.
Wait,
huh?
Chris, I'm surprised you're even giving him a chance at redemption.
If he wins a World Series, he's got it.
I thought the ship had sailed last year when you broke up that Dave Roberts bobblehead.
Oh, we've got a second in case we need it.
Yeah. Backup bobblehead.
By the way.
Yeah.
Travis and what's the other guy's name?
Sliwa.
Sliwa. They were talking about it this morning when I popped in after the award show. If he loses again in the first, let's just play it out.
Okay.
Amazing season, first place.
Yep.
One and done in the playoffs.
Right.
Not only do we break a bobblehead, he has to be fired, right?
I called for it last year.
Right.
So I would obviously call for it again.
I can't imagine if that happened again, particularly if he gets swept in the first round. I don't know how you survive that.
No, no. I mean, I think Bergman, you were on the same thing. After the end of last year, after the sweep, both of us said they need a change.
You have over $1 billion in two players that are going to be playing this year. You have to win this.
You absolutely must win.
Well, and you can't. If you make it to the World Series and lose, that's one thing. If you get swept in the first round for what would be the third year in a row, right, Greg?
Yep.
Yep.
They
beat one game
2 years ago.
Against the Padres.
Against the Padres, that's right.
That stupid duck or bird.
By the way, there's a kid. There's a kid up for the Dodgers right now who has a great baseball name. Swaggerty.
Swaggerty?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and the bases are loaded, so Swaggerty has a chance to save us, and he just struck out. So Swaggerty, have a seat.
I miss the Vero Beach days. Remember the old Dodger Town, Vero Beach?
I sure do, too. I miss those days. I love Dodger Town, man. That was great. In fact, you brought up my agent yesterday. He lives in Vero Beach.
He
says all that is completely redeveloped, and it's, you know, a big outdoor shopping center and all that stuff. Dodger Town was a really special place, I think.
So today, at the end of my speech, I was going to use a line from The West Wing.
Okay.
You should have.
John and I love The West Wing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, John and Steve,
yeah,
as quoted by President Bartlett in The West Wing. Actually, no, it was Leo. But as long as I got a job, you got a job. But I didn't want to box myself in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't lock yourself into that position.
Yeah, because if we say something stupid.
Yeah.
Like saw earlier
like
today.
Ross Porter.
you don't want to be hitched to that wagon.
Yeah. Poor Ross. Do we have audio video of that? We should play that at the Mandy's.
No, we should not.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Although everybody was thinking exactly the same thing. I guess we're just saying it. All right, coming up next for you, John, last night there was an interesting non-call, actually a terrible non-call, in the Knicks-Pistons game. And afterwards, Monty Williams had some stuff to say. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, do you know anybody who has back pain or knee pain or leg pain? I do. It's me. And now I know how to fix it. IcePod Active is not only something you should try, but it's something I try every day. And so does Mason. Mason's using IcePod Active now. How you feeling, Mason?
My shoulder, my rotator cuff feels good.
So help the ones you love. Help yourself. Get an IcePod Active shirt or pants. Get them both if you're really sore. This compression wear is so great. It fits snug with the flexible gel packs I put in the pocket. It just chills my whole body and my problem spots. My back, my shoulders, my elbows, my knees, my thighs. It's great. It's so comfortable to wear. I throw the whole shirt and pants right in the freezer with the gel pack so it's ready to go tomorrow. IcePod Active is a big hit. You got to get yours, so do what you'd love every day and no downtime. Ice and go. It's wearable cryotherapy. They have free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you use the coupon code LA710, all one word, LA710, you'll get 20% off your first purchase. Get yours before they run out. You'll love it like we do. ICEBODactive.com. IcePod Active, icepodactive.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, what a day it would have been.
2:23 on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. The biggest show on the radio.
Yeah.
Celebrating 20 years at ESPN LA. And now, Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame members.
Mason, you know who this is, right?
This is, of course, Foreigner?
No, close. Starts with a T.
No.
Toto.
Toto.
Well, love isn't always on time, Mason.
No, it was not on time there. That's
and you
sure.
know, Yacht Rock is a Tuesday feel.
Oh, that's right. We're doing Yacht Rock today.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And it's next Tuesday week, already? Wow.
Next week, I think I'm going to have Yachtly Crew in studio.
No, are you really?
Oh.
Are they confirmed yet for the Mandy Awards?
So they can't do the Mandys because they got a better offer from Flagstaff. And I couldn't compete with Flagstaff's budget, but we're going to give away tickets to their tour coming up at the Whiskey
I might have a guy for you for the Mandys.
Okay.
Let's talk later.
And they're going to do something around Christmas for us. So, and they are already confirmed for Mandy's 4.
Oh, really? They've confirmed a year in advance for Mandy's 4.
Their manager's great. He's my new best friend.
No, nice.
Not as big as my new best friend, Geeter. We've been texting.
Geeter's awesome.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
I offered him 10 to 1.
Oh, did you? Yeah. And what'd he say?
He said he's interested.
Okay, good.
10 to 1 for what?
To do the show.
Who goes?
Oh, who leaves?
Both.
Oh, you're going to blow. It's the Geeter show?
I think so.
What do you have against? Now, see, the show Chris really doesn't like is Travis and Sliwa. That's the show he really doesn't like.
Wait a minute. You kind of created that show.
I was in the room. But, you know, a lot of people are in the room sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I love all our shows. But I noticed the bit just moves. But now I'm inducting you guys into a Hall of Fame and doing a speech.
True.
I can't make you guys that show.
No, not at all.
And
well,
I can't really
can
rip Sedano.
You can do much worse than giving Geeter a show. He is a great guy.
I can't rip Sedano and Cap because Sedano will come at me hard.
He will
he's my
go
agent.
At you hard, yeah.
He's my agent.
Yeah. So. Cappy, you can say anything you want.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. But were you surprised that I shouted out Travis, Sliwa, Cappy, and Sedano in the speech?
I was even surprised. So I wanted to work Greg and Tommy in, and I wanted to keep it tight.
Right.
And I
got Greg and Tommy.
Thank you for that, by the way.
My pleasure. I was making eye contact with somebody who really hates me.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of made me go quicker.
Right.
If you will.
Oh, really?
But I still think I delivered a great speech.
Oh, it was a great speech.
Chris, is that why you were looking to one side more than you every once in a while?
I was kind of doing the rotation.
The rotation.
And I was kind of looking over, and I kept getting that eye contact.
Is it the one that I'm thinking of?
Yeah. Nice girl. Anyway.
that was very Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Nice girl,
nice girl.
Rodney,
oh, nice girl.
Well, when we walked out, since we were at a very private, illustrious golf course, I said to Tommy, don't tell him you're Jewish, Tommy, all right? Fine.
Getting closer.
I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer.
By the end of the show.
Chris, did I ever tell you at the time? When I was at UCLA, I was part of a community service group called Blue Key. It's just something that would look good on your resume.
Okay.
So if like an old couple in Westwood needed somebody to move a couch, they would call.
So that's like Key Club, kind of.
Right.
Same thing.
Kiwanis.
Yeah, Kiwanis.
Oh, yeah.
I was president of Key Club in high school.
So one day we get a phone call. The guy in charge of the Key Club gets a phone call, and it's from the president of the Grammys.
Okay.
He goes, listen. He goes, last year, all these musicians in the first three rows, they get up to go to the bathroom, and then there's a bar back there, so they stay there, and every time they shoot the crowd, I got 50 empty seats. Can you send me 50 guys? I'll send a bus.
Right.
Can you send me 50 guys? I just wanted to be seat fillers.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. and all of us jumped. We said, perfect. So
right.
I go, seat filler. And as soon as like the person comes back, I'm sitting in Michael Jackson's seat.
That's
and he
awesome.
Comes back. He was with at that Grammys with Brooke Shields and Bubbles the Chimp.
Yeah, yeah, so sure.
Bubbles was the highlight.
Yes.
So if I see
Bubbles was a big star.
If I see the three of them coming, I just wait till they get close, and then I quietly exit out the other way, and then they take the seats. And if I see them get up, same thing, go back in. So I go to the bathroom, and I look at the stall next to me, and it's Rodney Dangerfield, who had just done he'd just been a presenter mm-hmm. for a Grammy Award with Cyndi Lauper,
mm-hmm.
who was at the height of her powers.
Right.
She had just come out with Girls Don't Want to Have Fun. She had the multicolored hair. And I figured, it's Rodney Dangerfield. I got to say something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just standing there in the urinal. He's standing right next to me. I go, so Rodney, you were up there tonight with kind of a wild one, because Cyndi Lauper was crazy.
Yeah. Right.
And he looks at me and he goes, wild? Ooh, was she wild? Let me tell you. He just goes right right into a bit.
That's awesome.
And I went, no one is going to believe this. This is the greatest thing
That's
ever.
Amazing.
So I went to the Golden Globes one year, right? The one and only time I've been to an award show. So I go to the Can, and a very famous actor is at the urinal next to me. And I said, how's it going? Nice to meet you. And he says, his wife had just lost an award. And he said, my wife is absolutely going to be miserable. And she did not win. I won't say who it is, but...
Ross Porter?
Oh, that's it. It was not Ross Porter.
Dodgers baseball.
Who was it when he didn't win an Oscar? He walked
Eddie
out.
Murphy.
That's right. So
Eddie
you're,
Murphy
you're
stormed out.
You're not Waylon Jennings. You're Eddie Murphy.
I'm Eddie Murphy. Exactly. Exactly. All right. We're going to do some 2 o'clock call of the day action, even though it's
2:29.
It's a 2:29 call of the day. We never did, and there's people patiently waiting.
Take that call on line 4.
Okay. Ed is in the OC. Ed, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
What's up, guys? It's your buddy Ed Hart. I'm sick that I wasn't
Hey, Ed.
Able to be oh, that's right. You were supposed to be there today.
I was supposed to be there. I know Arbo had sent me the information a long time ago. I had confirmed already, and I was supposed to be at Laker All Access last night, too, and it sounds like I missed out on a good
You missed out on everything.
As well.
Yeah, so, bad timing getting sick.
Yeah, no worries. Sorry about that. So, anyway, first of all, congratulating you guys. I mean, nobody deserves that honor more than you do. You've been the voice in my car for 30 years, and you've been through a lot, and that was the one thing I wanted to ask. I have a Dodger take. Can I give it real fast?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Quick question. So I think that Dave Roberts is going to be all these rumors about JT coming back at some point to manage the Dodgers. I've been reading things about that. I'm mm-hmm. sure you have as well. I don't think they win or lose because of Roberts this year. I think that this team, I think the three of us could go manage this team and win a World Series if everybody stays healthy. I'm a Dave Roberts guy. I do like the guy. I've never met him, but I like him as a manager. And I know people who do know him and say he's great.
Yep.
But
he's a very nice guy. By the way, Justin Turner signed in Toronto, so he's not ready to be a manager.
He's nice guy, Dave. Nice guy, Dave.
But JT is, if he wants to manage, he'd be a great manager.
I think JT down the road might be. But, this team stays healthy. They're going to be really hard to beat. Anyway, the question I have for you guys, in the 30 years you've been doing this, and I know you haven't been thinking about this, mm-hmm. but you've seen a lot. You've covered some amazing stories. You've covered some... you know, tragedies, some great stuff, some great sports stories. You've seen a lot of technological advances and stuff. Does anything in those 30 years for each of you really stand out as kind of that seminal moment in your time that you've been doing radio here in L.A.?
Probably
other than the national anthem at the Flyers game.
By the way,
Chris, Ed was the president of the Fullerton Flyers when Mason stormed out.
I did storm out of there.
You're awesome, Chris. I heard you did a great job today.
Thank you very much.
I
appreciate
it. He killed it.
Thanks, Ed, for the phone call. Listen on the radio. But I don't know, if you had to pick your favorite moment of the Mason and Ireland show, do you have one? I've never really thought about it.
I never have either. Let's see. All the years blend together, John.
They do. I think my favorite person that we ever talked to was right before he died, we got Jim Murray for an hour.
Yeah, that's right. We did an hour with Jim Murray.
And we never thought he would do it.
Yep.
And I ran into him at a game, and I said, hey, just come in. It's very casual. We'll just pick your brain for an hour. And he did it. And yeah. He was great.
You remember
John
Wooden for an hour. Do you remember those shows we would go down to Long Beach, I think it was, and we do shows with Tommy Lasorda?
Papa's,
ultimately burned down, but we did live shows with Tommy there on a pretty regular basis. You once.
Yeah, well, there's two things that stick out about that. Yeah. All right, yeah. So I'll tell you both stories. Chris, okay. you'll appreciate this. One time we get there at 6 o'clock in the morning to right. start show. Maybe it might, Mace, might even have been 5.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Sure, 5 then. No engineer.
Oh.
And the only thing we could do, this was before cell phones. There were two pay phones on a wall, and Mason got on one, and I got on the other, and we did the whole first hour of the show. From dueling payphones.
Yeah,
I love it.
And it was fine. We got through it. I don't think it sounded very good. And then an engineer like
rushed
stormed
in
down
and,
the
yeah,
freeway.
Yeah, got to set up.
The other thing was, so we were having dinner or breakfast with Tommy Lasorda and his wife, Joe, both who have since passed.
Yes.
And Joe says, I went to the same high school as Shoeless Joe Jackson. And I was doing the math in my head. And I go, okay, so Shoeless Joe, 1919 was the Black Sox scandal.
So high school would have
been... Joe was born in like 1910. And I said to her, did you ever meet him, Joe Jackson? And Lasorda jumps out of his chair and goes, how old do you think my wife is? And I said, well, Tommy, I did the math. She would have been 10 when Joe was in high school. She could have met him around town.
Right.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You just
that was great.
Me up.
I would
the other one with Tommy was the funny time where you said the F word on the air by mistake.
That is correct.
And Tommy comes in and sits down and he goes, Mason, I'm disappointed in you. And you said, why? He goes, for saying the F word on the air. And Mason was just honest. And he goes, Tommy, I've been covering you for 20 years. You say the F word in the dugout. And he goes, and Tommy goes, I never say it in front of my wife or in front of a camera.
Right.
And he goes, well, you said it 2 nights ago when that guy gave up the
That's
horror.
True. That's true.
You guys got in that big argument.
Yeah. I think the biggest change, the show has changed. The one, if you listen to the original Mason and Ireland show, if you went back 30 years and listened to it, I think that the show has reinvented itself over and over
times.
And over again. And today's show is nothing like the show we started with. We used to do shows like Kobe Shaq, 877-710-ESPN, whose side are you on?
And it would take care of the whole hour.
It would take care of the whole hour. We don't live on calls anymore. We do just a 2 o'clock call of the day.
Yeah, we don't take any calls. We don't have any guests.
Any guests. Exactly. Yeah. We used to do a lot of guests. That's one of the big changes.
So here's the thing. You know, as we reimagine things sometimes
yes.
in 2024, heading
yes.
into 2025,
mm-hmm.
if you were to start new, if we started a new, let's just say we all left to a new radio station.
Okay.
And we said, we want Mason in Ireland.
Yep.
And let's say I was the person that said, you can do any show you want.
Yeah.
Would you have calls and guests?
I would.
Would
but
you,
I would
Mace,
get outvoted.
Have calls and guests?
Greg and Mace would outvote me.
I do miss guests a little bit. I don't miss calls as much as I. We used to get some interesting people on the show.
Okay.
And I do think a guest now and then is actually really good. We did a heavy guest heavy show back in the days. But I would want to have a few guests.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
And we can have guests every once in a while. It's just the right guests come on. And then
Greg
have
had
on.
A lot of guests when you guys were in here.
Yeah, I know.
And a
well,
lot
we
of
did
a
whole thing.
Call.
Kurt Warner.
He
like if you
a lot
get
of guests.
Kurt Warner, sure. Have
come
him on.
Come on, Warren. Don't stoke the fire.
I've been gone for a week. I don't know what they talked about.
Hey,
don't
Bernie,
yell at me.
Why don't you call Ross Porter?
Yeah, let's have Ross on.
He is definitely not in this phone.
All right. Coming up next for you, I'm going to do some. Oh, no, it's not even What's Up, Fool.
No,
time,
let's do Monty Williams.
Yeah, we'll do Monty Williams coming up next. In the meantime, let me tell you about my friends at Commerce Casino and Hotel. I played in the LA Poker Classic on Saturday. I was actually very proud of myself because I lasted 6 hours in the tournament. That's a lot. And there were sharks at that table. Everybody had played in a lot of tournaments, all that stuff. The buy-in, which is crazy to me, was $10,000. The buy-in was $10,000. I didn't have to pay it. The casino comped me in, and I had a great time. If you've played there, you know Commerce is the biggest poker room in SoCal. It's the biggest poker room in the world. Every game you want, I'll be there on Saturday playing. Probably a little I try to stay out of the no-limit games. I try to go with just the limit games if I can. Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone, giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024, and the LA Poker Classic still going on. You can jump in there through March the 3rd. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel. Get details at commercecasino.com. It is the home of Mandy's 3, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. 19 minutes in front of 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
With a Boss Skaggs on a live imaging Tuesday with Mason in Ireland. A little Yacht Rock Tuesday.
Yacht Rock. Love this. My favorite.
So what are we? We're not doing What's Up, Fool?
It's next, coming up after this.
No. Oh.
Yeah, we're a break behind. Yeah,
oh, we are?
Early. Yeah.
Is that because it's a Hall of Fame day?
Yeah, it's Hall of Fame
by
day.
By the way, if you haven't heard, Mason
kind of blown up the clock.
Mason, well, beautiful. There is no clock. Ireland have been inducted into the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a great morning. I thought Pete Arbogast did a really good job of organizing the entire
event. You do?
How Do You Do is right.
On the way out, he said, thanks, Chris. You owe me $50.
Is that what he said?
No joke.
Because he was grinding you over the
He was
of
grinding
table,
me
right?
for that table.
Yeah.
I don't think the three of us ate breakfast.
I ate no breakfast. Great. I never eat breakfast.
How was the breakfast?
I ate breakfast.
Was it worth $50 extra?
It was fine.
It was fine?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was edible.
Yeah. I'm not a big breakfast. It's actually, you'll probably have this on the afternoon show, but it's National Big Breakfast Day. I never eat a big breakfast.
Only on
ever.
The weekends once in a while.
Yeah. I'm not big pancakes. I'm not big waffles. I get the same thing every single day. I eat that spinach and feta sandwich from downstairs, and that's it. That's
when
all
you
I
say
eat.
Downstairs, Starbucks.
Starbucks, yes. Starbucks. Okay, thank you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people wonder, I'll just throw this out there, then we'll do the Monty Williams. A lot of people wondered, will Davante Adams be a Raider next year?
It's a good question. We don't go get a quarterback, I don't see what the point is of keeping it.
Tom Telesco, Raiders general manager, was asked about it, and he said, Davante Adams is a Raider, period.
Are you interested in Kirk Cousins now practicing on a tennis court? The video that we saw this morning that our friends...
Kirk Cousins... I mean,
with the grills. Did you see he has gold grills on his
teeth?
Oh,
yeah. You can get much worse than Kirk Cousins as your quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, that would be
I think he'll be a starter someplace. I don't know if it'll be in Minnesota.
I still think Justin Fields is the guy to get.
If he's putting out feelers, obviously, and Adam Schefter said this on Sportsnet this morning, if he's putting out feelers, it's not a done deal. It's far from it in Minnesota. So, and what if the Niners look at him?
Well,
Shanahan has always had a soft spot
for
him.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. They've got Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't think they're
Here's why
sticking
the Niners,
with Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
They got a
no. I think they should stick with Brock Purdy.
No, but you just hit the main phrase. Brock Purdy doesn't have to get paid for another 2 years.
Yeah, he's cheap,
and so you can spend money on everybody else. On Fred Cousins, Warner and Christian McCaffrey.
Cousins is going to be a starter somewhere. He's Atlanta or Minnesota.
Right?
Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean he's a starting caliber quarterback. Can't you at least tease us what Ross Porter said?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Martin it wasn't good. To. It wasn't good.
It was really bad.
Very close really to just saying
Hank Hogan's Heroes.
I'm also close to saying it because everybody
people
on
want
Twitter
the tea.
Wants to know. People want
they
to
do
know.
Want the cheese
They
man.
Want the tea. They want the cheese man
the
so
cheese
bad.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I influenced a little bit.
I don't know.
This is the first time I've ever seen Ireland go, you're normally the
far.
Guy. I'm normally the guy far. That says, I don't
Correct.
Think you should say this. This time it's the other way around.
I like old people.
Yeah, I mean, I like
it's
old people,
It's not about
too.
His age.
Just not
yes,
when
for me it is.
Not when they have this particular quality that we're talking
yes,
about.
But
that's in their heart.
Yes, but... I mean, we really want to throw an 85-year-old guy under the bus?
We kind of have.
Look, I just smile when Geeter texts back.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. That's nice.
It's like high school.
There's somebody with a Geeter chant, Geeter, Geeter, on social media right now. Yeah, I mean.
Look, he legitimately said, I need to get this off my chest.
Yes.
So it's not about your age. It's in his heart and something he's been wanting to spit out for a very long time.
Right. But Greg, how old is he?
I don't care.
I know that.
He's 85.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Gran Torino?
So are the two people running for president. So what do you want from us?
Yeah, true. True.
What do you think of this team name for DeMarco and Geeter if they play together? Cam Newton's hat.
Awesome. Dude, that hat did not move.
Great hats. Great hats, that man. All right, we'll do the Monty Williams thing, and then maybe after 3 o'clock, after What's Up, Fool, we'll tell you what Ross Porter said. That's a tease.
Yeah, don't think we should. All right, so last night, tie game in Madison Square Garden between Detroit and the Knicks. Pistons steal the ball.
Yep.
Asar Thompson is moving down the court. He's like at half court. And Dante DiVincenzo takes out his legs.
Yep.
Like basically, picture a cornerback taking out a wide receiver.
Yep.
Takes out his legs. No whistle. The Knicks pick up the ball, throw it to Josh Hart into the basket. He scores. Knicks win. Afterwards, Monty Williams came to meet with the media, and this is all he said. This is the entirety of his press conference.
Where's the New York media now?
The absolute worst call of the season. No call. And enough's enough. We've done it the right way. We've called the league. We've sent in clips. We're sick of hearing the same stuff over and over again. We had a chance to win the game, and the guy dove into Asar's legs, and there was a no call. That's an abomination. You cannot miss that in an NBA game, period. And I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of our guys asking me, what more can we do, coach? That situation is exhibit A to what we've been dealing with all season long, and enough's enough. You cannot dive into a guy's legs in a big-time game like that and there be a no call. It's ridiculous, and we're tired of it. We just want a fair game called, period. And I got nothing else to say. We want a fair game, and that was not fair. I'm done.
All right, now I've been around the NBA long enough to know he's about to get fined.
Yes, he is.
But should he get fined?
No!
Absolutely not. Because after the game, James Williams, the crew chief, admitted they blew it.
Yeah.
We should have called a foul on Dante DiVincenzo. He's the one that took out Asar Thompson's legs. Monty Williams basically pointed that out in the heat of competition. I do not think he should get fined, but Mace, he will, won't he?
Yeah, here he will get a fine. I think that everybody should be allowed to talk about the officiating. I don't know why this is such a top secret black bag operation. I mean, look, everybody saw that. If you look at the replay, it's ridiculous that it was not called. By the way, do you think it wasn't called, and he says it's happened regularly because they're a terrible team? Do terrible teams not get calls?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the refs just didn't want to decide the game because it was in the final seconds and they swallowed their whistles.
But DiVincenzo took him out.
Yeah. No, terrible call.
Yeah.
Or no call. By the way, I hate replay. I want less
of
it.
Yes,
but as long as it's in, why isn't that reviewable? I mean, I can tell you why, because no, you can't review a call that didn't get made.
Yes, right.
But why can't Monty Williams, if he has a challenge, say, I want that reviewed? It decided the game.
It decided the game, yeah.
So if you're going to have replay, make...
That's a perfect use of it.
And why can't Secaucus, right? That's the eye in the sky for NBA.
Yes, Secaucus.
Why can't they call in and say, hey, we all saw this.
Yeah,
right.
Guys, come on.
Yeah, I think they probably should be able to.
But yeah, I don't think Monty will. Hopefully, they'll give him a small fine.
Yeah, he hasn't been fined yet.
Doesn't deserve a big fine for
that. It's 5 o'clock in the East, 5:49 in the East, and he hasn't been fined yet.
So not in the Southland, but in the East.
Yeah, in the East.
2:49 in the Southland.
249 in the South.
Coming up next, a very short abbreviated What's Up, Fool?
What's Up, Fool? It's coming up next.
Are you doing Ross Porter?
Yeah. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I don't think this is Yacht Rock, but I was listening to this the other this morning in the gym at East Central.
Yeah. Nothing I like heard you were on the treadmill at 5 a.m.
4 a.m. 4 a.m.
4 a.m. That's impressive.
Nice work.
Who told
there.
You that?
Word around the building.
That stinking scumbag Kaplan?
Yeah, he's a bad
Ross
guy.
Ross Porter doesn't he's like bad. Kaplan
no,
either.
Ross Porter.
Chris,
he does not.
8 minutes in front of 3 o'clock.
Do you want to say it or should I say it?
It is a final.
Yeah.
Dodgers win again. Undefeated in spring training. 9-6.
Yes. They just keep winning.
Shohei home run.
It's Shohei hit a home run.
Be sure to listen to Vasse tonight with Dodgers talk.
All right, I think we have time for each one of you to do a What's Up Fool. Did you play the fancy Bryan Cranston What's Up Fool intro?
What's Up Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first for you guys.
Okay.
All right, so I saw yesterday on Instagram that Messi became the second person ever to hit 500 million followers, only behind Ronaldo. Now, the crazy stat of that is 20% of all Instagram followers are now follow Messi, and that's more followers combined than every single active NFL player in all 154 major U.S. sport teams combined.
Wow.
So my question to you guys is, there's really no American athlete that can ever reach this. Thing is, LeBron is, I think, could be the closest, but nobody's going to reach 500
million
followers.
Let's see, what is LeBron at? Did you happen to look at that?
I didn't look. I'll check it out.
I don't think it's even close. I don't even think it's in the ballpark.
Look, Laura, look this one up. What's Taylor Swift at?
I will look.
Or Katy Perry or Ariana Grande, one of them.
This is on Twitter or on Instagram?
Instagram,
yeah. That's an unbelievable number. 500 million?
500 million, yes.
KK is at 282 million.
So it's just a little more than half.
Yeah, a little more than half.
Yeah, that's soccer is the world's game.
Boy, it
that's
really
true.
Is.
LeBron right now is 159 million. So he's close.
429.
Well, not really.
Not I really mean, that
Messi's
close.
Oh, right. That's
500 million.
400
right,
million
yeah.
off.
429 Selena Gomez.
By 400 million.
Did you hear that one? 429 million for Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She was one of the, I think she was the followed, like the highest followed one for a while.
Now, I love Murders in the Building or Only Murders in the, I think, I don't think she can act.
She can't.
Well, she's a singer, right?
She's a singer. But, I mean, she's the star with Martin Short and Steve Martin. I don't think she can act.
She used to do, like, Disney stuff, right?
Yes, she did. She came up through that road, yeah.
Yeah, so she was a kid actor.
Yeah.
We did Justin Bieber once in the third chair.
Yep.
And she was with him at the time. They were dating. And she was super nice. She like, totally played along with the bit and was great.
But she didn't have to act. That's where she struggles. Yeah.
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 What's up, fool?
All right, so NBA Central put out some odds that they got from Bovada. I know we're not supposed to use them, but Bovada, about who the Defensive Player of the Year favorites are.
Okay.
Do you think you can guess the top five?
Yeah. Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
Is number one, which is ridiculous.
Anthony Davis is somewhere there.
He's not in the top five.
He's not in the top
five. First
of
all, that's going to be the question.
Okay.
So,
he should be.
Yes.
Every other game.
I'm going to say Jaren Jackson Jr.
Nope.
Oh, he's not even on the top. Won it last year.
Boy, he's the defending guy. Okay, that's two strikes. We're really only going to get one of these.
Giannis.
How about this? Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in
he
there?
He is. He's five.
Okay.
Giannis.
He leads the league in steals.
Giannis is three.
Yeah.
Giannis could be there. Okay,
so
we need
three of the five.
So we have three of the five, but we're down to our last strike.
Yeah.
One of them is pretty obvious if you think about it. And you've seen him recently.
I don't think it's Draymond.
Think about
you've
it.
Seen him recently.
He's
going to be the best player in basketball at some point.
Oh, Wemby.
Yeah, Wemby is number two at plus 1,300.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
right,
one, so, I don't think he'll get this one.
All right, Eastern or Western Conference?
Eastern Conference.
Black or white?
Black.
Eastern Conference blocks a lot of shots. It can't be Embiid. He's been hurt too much.
Nope.
Either blocks a lot of shots or has a lot of steals. It's not Kawhi. It's not Paul George.
Is it on a team that someone here loves very much?
On a
somebody. Oh,
is it Bam Adebayo?
No, that's a good guess.
Is he in Cleveland?
Sixth.
Is he in Cleveland?
Like Cleveland?
Evan Mobley?
No, it's Jared Allen.
Jared Allen.
Yo, he's good.
Yeah.
Oh, we're almost. We got 4 out of 5.
We're in the ballpark.
Yeah, he did. And Anthony Davis is seventh. Which is that right? Like Anthony Davis.
Here's why.
I know I'm a big fan of the Lakers, but he should be right at the top.
Right, but here's why. The Lakers are 31-28.
Yeah, but
if the Lakers had the record, look at the records of all those other guys.
Yeah, Minnesota. Well, Wembanyama second, and
but he leads
the league
in
basketball.
Blocks, and he's 19 years old.
Yeah,
Giannis, but Jared that's Allen. Why. If I've said before, if the Lakers had the same record as the T-Wolves or the Thunder, AD would be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year, and he'd be being talked about as first team All NBA.
If he wasn't
now,
playing,
I don't think he'll get either.
If he wasn't playing defense the way that he's playing. What is a record without him like that?
We would basically be
15, and yeah. You'd be San Antonio.
Yeah, or, you'd be, or we'd be Utah.
Yeah, yeah. Utah, yeah. Out of the play-in, yeah. All
we'd
that
be
stuff.
Portland.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of a big deal, and he's been fantastic on the defensive end. So he needs a little more love. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
What's right, that, Flu?
You got one, Laura?
I do. I'll make it quick.
Kay.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw this really cool video of a group of middle school students singing a song by Keisha Cole at the Ryan Clark Academy. As the solo performer starts to belt out the song, he's quickly interrupted, and they tell him there is a correct way to sing the song. There's a huge pause, and then the actual Keisha Cole comes out belting the song.
Okay.
So wow. I wanted to know, if you were that student and you were in that moment singing whatever song you were singing, what artist would you want to come out to tell you how to sing that song? Mm.
Do they have to be alive?
I mean, no.
Frank Sinatra.
Summer Wind.
Yeah, I mean, he had he's the voice.
Yeah,
he is the voice.
Yeah, yeah. He is the voice. Somebody to tell me how to sing?
I mean, it's
no,
just like a
you
cool
start
surprise,
singing,
you know?
Like karaoke, and they walk out and start singing
oh,
it with you.
It would be John Legend. I'd be doing
Ooh,
that.
Got a great voice.
All of you loves all
really?
Of me.
No,
yeah, that
no,
one.
Interesting.
John Legend's really cool. He's. I think
of
he's
all the people you picked. John.
Yeah,
he's the modern day. Honestly, I think he's the best male voice out there right now.
He has an EGOT, right?
He does have an EGOT. Yeah. Yes, he does.
I learned that the hard way.
You don't what? You don't. You're not a John Legend fan?
I'm a fan, but I don't know if that's the one person.
Right,
I
who think would it be, Chris?
I think he's
for
the
you.
Best well, for me male voice right now.
By the way, happy birthday. You turned 71 yesterday. Bolton, Michael Bolton.
Oh, Michael
or
Bolton.
Or John Cicada.
Oh, John Cicada.
Actually, I would go with Cicada.
I haven't heard that name in a long yeah. time.
I would go with Cicada. If yeah. I just was singing Just Another Day Without You, and then they pause me, and here comes little Cicada
yeah.
with his little feet. His Cuban charm,
little Cicada. I gotta have some Cicada in my oh, music library,
you
I would
put
think.
On Cicada on a Friday night with a bottle of wine. You could be with somebody or alone. You're having a fun night. You know
have
what
you
mean?
Done the Cicada alone with a bottle of wine trick?
I've done both.
You've done both.
Did yeah. it work, Chris?
It did. Both
yeah,
times.
Beautiful.
Lord Jesus.
Cicada is seductive.
Oh, he is.
It works for you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Good looking dude.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, very good looking dude.
So, anyways.
What? 3 o'clock at KSPN Los Angeles.
I have two John Cicada songs,
What
Chris.
Are they? What are they?
Just Another Day and Do You Believe in Us?
Do You Believe in Us? And there's also a great one, If You Go.
Oh,
Say
nice.
Goodbye.
Nice.
But we're going to play, 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday. Nice. As we feel the deep, deep emotions.
Yes.
Of one John Cicada.
Yeah.
On the Hall of Fame show, Mason in Ireland, on 710.
All right, coming up next for you, Laura's got some stuff. We're going to call it the Laura Sound Dump. She's got some stuff that she dug up, and we'll listen to it and react to
Beautiful.
It coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.